This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 59. Killing Home Internet is the Most Productive Thing I've Ever Done, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello and welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, and it is another episode of Minimalist Monday. I have a post from Joshua Fields Milburn. He and Ryan have over 4 million readers on TheMinimalist.com and have a film that's screening around the world as we speak. And for today's post, I'll warn you right now, this one is not easy to pull off by any means, but it's an inspiring post, and I'd love to hear if you successfully follow his advice or if you've ever attempted it, or even if you plan to eventually. I'm very curious. And if you want to tell me or contact me for any reason, you can tweet me at oldpodcast, or visit me online at oldpodcast.com to get in touch. Although the very best way to get in contact with me is to reply to any emails that I send you through my weekly newsletter. And to become part of that, simply text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be in. And I think that's enough of an intro, so let's start optimizing your life. Killing Home Internet is the Most Productive Thing I've Ever Done, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. Earlier this year, I made the conscious decision to remove all internet service from my home. It ended up being the best productivity decision I've ever made. I was not content with the time I was wasting. I felt I could do more purposeful things with my time than spend it on the internet. This doesn't mean I think the internet is evil, bad, or wrong. It's not. The internet is an amazing tool, one that changed my life for the better. But you run a popular website. How could you possibly go without internet service at home? My answer is easy. I plan my internet use. I don't do so in a regimented way. It's not like I say, okay, I'll be on Twitter from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. next Thursday. If I see something I want to research on the internet, I write it down and use that list when I have internet access. Now I'm forced to leave the house to access the internet. I'll go to the office, the library, the coffee shop, or some other place with free public Wi-Fi, and I'll grab a cup of coffee or something to eat and work on all the stuff I need to do online. Publish writing, check email, read blogs, get on goofy websites, etc. Additionally, because I'm out of the house and there are people around, I meet new people. But you're a writer, Joshua, and that's why it makes sense for you. I need the internet for homework, work, Netflix, online dating, online gaming, updating my Facebook status, playing Farmville, surfing eBay for shit I don't need, stalking my high school boyfriend, etc., etc. Well, you probably don't, and maybe it's time to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. I was able to reclaim the time I once wasted. No longer am I taking unconscious breaks from my life to watch YouTube videos, movie trailers, or to look at funny pictures on some random site. Now when I'm on the internet, it has a purpose. It is a tool I use to enhance my life. Sure, sometimes I log on to watch some funny videos or laugh at memes, but I go to the internet with the intention of doing these things. Whenever I'm on the internet now, I use it in a deliberate way, in a way that benefits me and my life, a way that adds value. When I got rid of the internet at home, I did it mostly so I could focus on writing without distractions, but I found so many extra benefits since I got rid of the internet. My time at home is more peaceful now, as if my home is a sanctuary. I have more time to read. I have more time to write. I have more time to think. I have more time for friends. I have more time to exercise. I have more time to walk. I'm less distracted. I'm less stressed. My thoughts are clearer and less fragmented. I no longer crave the internet like I once did. My mind is more focused on important things. I don't have a monthly internet bill. Here are some of my tips to help you use the internet in a deliberate, more productive way. This is what I do. Check email no more than once a day. Keep a list of what you want to do on the internet, watch videos, listen to songs, stuff you want to read, etc. Subscribe to your favorite websites and blogs via email so they come directly to your inbox. Give yourself 1 or 2 hours per week to just goof off on the internet. Make it a treat, like that piece of candy. That's great for you, Joshua, but I could never do it. Don't kill your internet then, but consider this. Embark on a 30-day trial. Take your modem and get it out of the house. Take it to work, take it to a friend's house, or do whatever you need to get it out of the house for 30 days. Just make sure you don't have access to it. You will hate it at first. You'll want to get online to do something stupid and you won't be able to. Then you'll want to get online to do something, quote, important, but you won't be able to do that either. It's like quitting smoking. You'll have a craving to get online, and it'll take a while to get rid of that craving. That's why I recommend at least 30 days. You will be frustrated at first, very, very frustrated at times, but you will live, and your life will be better without it. You will be able to do more worthwhile things, and you will remove some of the discomfort from your life. If not, you can always go back. What do you have to lose? Better yet, what do you have to gain? You just listened to the post titled, Killing Home Internet is the Most Productive Thing I've Ever Done by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. So do you think you can pull that off? I'd love to hear if you have tried it and what your experience has been. You can find me on Twitter at oldpodcast and online at oldpodcast.com. And if you'd like to help support the show, you can join my weekly email list through there, and you'll have a chance to win the book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by Joshua and Ryan. I give away one copy every month to a random person on my mailing list. So you can sign up for that on my site, oldpodcast.com, or just text OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be entered automatically every single month. I think I'll keep this ending minimalist for today. I'll see you tomorrow in episode 60, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.